So, Steve-O, is it good to be patriotic? That's today's question.
Well, like anything along these lines, you know, it fits into a shade of gray. Like, it's not a matter, like, is Kraft dinner good or bad? It's bad.
Okay. Okay, but, so whether or not being patriotic is good or bad, it's a little more like gray.
Well, I mean, one of the great things about patriotism is that it creates a connection between you and the people around you who might be different from you in any number of ways. In a nation, you can have different races and religions and even customs to an extent. And patriotism, in some ways, bridges the divide between those different sets of characteristics such that people come together for the purpose of a particular cause. And that cause being, you know, the goodness or the greatness of the nation that you live in.
Couldn't you say it also does the exact opposite of that, though, where patriotism causes people to be patriotic to their nation, and therefore all the people within that nation who come together are coming together in such a way that they push away other nations?
Well, and exactly. And that's where we get into more and more trouble in this increasingly globalized world. I mean, it's not outside of the realm of possibility in, you know, a few hundred years ago that you never left your home country. But but now you leave your home country whenever you pick up your phone. You know, you engage in the world around you, and so these silos of nationality start to actually make it harder for us to recognize the shared humanity of people around us, because and you see this with Canada, right? Like even us wonderful Canadians who are just so kind and polite.
We're the best.
Yeah, but there is an anti-American sentiment in Canada, a strong one, where, you know, we're better than the States by virtue of not being Americans. And even those sorts of not subtle patriotisms, but I mean, I would say that they'd be seen as benign patriotism. I think that they're harmful to the sharing of experiences between human beings.
Yeah. So I guess the gray area comes from the fact that, like, from one side, the side within a nation, patriotism is awesome. But from the other side, the patriotism from without the nation, it creates animosity. And isn't awesome. So it kind of brings people together and pushes people apart. But I guess, the real question then is, does the pulling together of the people within the nation outweigh the pushing apart people from other nations?
Well, and I would say that in an era where we have freer and more open dialogues between each other, We do a pretty good job of pushing each other away as it is.
Yeah.
And I mean, even people who, let's look at the United States, who love America, can have radically different views of what America is and should be, and therefore can have such a vehement opposition to those who disagree with that notion, even though they are, you know, full-blooded Americans or old-stock Canadians.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think increasingly patriotism becomes a wedge because we have different versions of what the nation is and what the nation should be.
So is patriotism good? Is it good to be patriotic?
Like anything, in moderation.
So be patriotic enough to hug your neighbor, but not patriotic enough to kill your enemy.
That's a really good way of putting it.
I have my moments.